This is Harry Reeder. It's Thursday. It's time for another slice of fresh bread. The Word of God, which is the bread of life. Today we're in John chapter 3 and verse 22, and we'll actually finish the chapter today. Hear the word of the Lord. This is the third encounter with John the Baptist in the opening three chapters. Two of them are in chapter 1. Here's the third one, where Jesus encounters John the Baptist. Been a series of encounters with John and James and Peter and Andrew and Nathaniel and Philip and his mother and the wedding feast and the people in the temple and the false believers and Nicodemus. Well, here's another encounter. This one is now the third one with John the Baptist. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he remained there with them and was baptizing. John also was baptizing at Enon near Salim, because water was plentiful there. People were coming and being baptized, for John had not yet been put in prison. Now discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification, meaning water baptisms. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who is with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him." And Jesus answered, "A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent out before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, or a best man, or an attendant, the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." Well, here in this passage that brings us to a conclusion of John chapter 3, although we're going to revisit it again for a couple of these verses tomorrow. This passage, is the third time, as I've mentioned, where he encounters John. And as he encounters John, Jesus and his disciples, they're over there and his disciples are baptizing. Jesus is there. Baptizing's taking place. John's doing his baptism. This is at the springs of Enon. This is on the western side of the Jordan River instead of Bethany by the Jordan on the eastern side. And so they come to him and say, "Look, everybody's going over there. They're not following you anymore, John. They're going to him." And John says, "Well, this is what I told you I've come to do. I came to bear witness of him. I'm not the bridegroom. I'm the best man. I rejoice at the bridegroom's voice. I not only rejoice when you go to him, I go to him. I love his voice. And when we hear his voice, we follow him." Then, by the way, he gives the insight here. This is what a preacher does. A preacher's here not to bring people to himself. When we bear witness in evangelism, it's not to bring people to ourselves. It's to bring people to Christ. And so John is having gloriously wonderful moment affirming that. And then he says this, "He must increase and I must decrease." You know, there's a moment in the life of ministry of Jesus where he says there is none greater born among men than John the Baptist. Now, that passage needs to be unpacked on a number of levels, but here's one. Here is the man whom Jesus affirms as great, no one greater born of women. Now, I think that's said for a couple of reasons, but let me give you one. It's because of his humility. Here is a man that is bold, aggressive, with great conviction and courage, yet look at his humility. He doesn't just say Jesus must increase. He says, "I must decrease." Now, there's humility. Humility is not only, "I want people to see Jesus in me." Humility is also, "I don't want them to see me at all. I must not simply get out of the way. I must decrease so that Jesus will increase." Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He will exalt you at the right time. It's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.